Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Drew Badger, and welcome to the fifth installment of the Big Scary News, an offshoot of the Big Scary Show, where we bring you all of the latest news and information that you need to know, plus an interview with someone in the haunt, horror, or Halloween industry. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products, from frog juice to scents to foggers and more, only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We have some sad news from the world of late-night horror hosts. We're sad to report that Jerry G. Bishop, a.k.a. the original Sven Gulli, has passed away on September 15th at the age of 77 of a heart attack. Jerry was a big top 40 jock in the 60s in Cleveland before joining WCFLA Chicago, and also created the original Sven Gulli on Chicago's Channel 32 with the horror movie show Screaming Yellow Theater, which debuted on September 30th, 1970 and ran through late summer 1973. Rich Kaz, Bishop's writer and protege, eventually inherited the role, which he made his own and continues to this very day. The Big Scary News would like to offer their condolences to the friends and family of Jerry G. Bishop and offers up this moment of silence. We have a bit more sad news. Brian Chase, also known as Forkface, an actor at Scarowinds in Charlotte, North Carolina, has lost his battle with cancer. Incidentally, Scarowinds is where I cut my teeth as a haunt actor. On behalf of the Big Scary News and the Big Scary Show, we'd like to offer our condolences to the family and friends of Brian Chase, and again, offers this moment of silence. We have some product news from Zombie Skin via Joe Glenn. Zombie Skin is an ammonia-free latex formula from Joe Glenn Special Effects. Zombie Skin has the consistency of whipped cream, but has the ability to be used to fill in edges and smooth them for blending. Alone, Zombie Skin can be used for making cuts, wounds, blisters, and claw marks. This product was designed to make special effects makeup easy for the beginner or all the way to the master makeup artist. Introduced to the public at HauntCon and recently sold out at the Midwest Haunters Convention in Columbus, we are happy to announce our brand new website is now up and running. Be sure to check out www.zombie-skin.com to order your supply today. We have this news from the Devil's Den haunted attraction in Winchester, Virginia. The Devil's Den has moved to a new location. Come check us out at 1900 Valley Avenue, Winchester, Virginia, right across from the Malloy Ford dealership. We have all new sets, all new scares, and enough blood and guts to make Herschel Gordon Lewis blush. For more information, visit thedevils-den.com. We have a special request from Shattered FX. Anyone that has photos of them using our masks this season, please feel free to post them to our Facebook wall. We'd love to share them with our fans, and we always like to see what costumes you guys come up with. You can post your pictures wearing Shattered FX masks to facebook.com/shatteredfxmasks. We have an update to the Mile High Horror Film Festival in Colorado. Break out the split pea soup and hide your crucifix. The fourth annual Mile High Horror Film Festival is proud to announce the addition of Linda Blair, star of The Exorcist, to this year's opening night festivities. The festival will present a special 40th anniversary print of The Exorcist, one of the most beloved horror films in history. Ms. Blair will be on hand to sign autographs and answer questions from the fans for this special presentation, which is scheduled for October 3rd at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema in Littleton, Colorado. Other guests scheduled to appear include Ken Foray, Doug Bradley, Meg Foster, Rowdy Roddy Piper, and many others. To purchase tickets, get schedules, events, and much more, visit www.mhhff.com. We have some news from MonsterFest in Chesapeake, Virginia. MonsterFest is the annual one-day horror convention held at the Chesapeake Central Library, 298 Cedar Road in Chesapeake, Virginia, for fans of classic horror in film and literature, and will be held on Saturday, October 5th, 2013. Doors open at 10 a.m. Begun in 2003 by Rob Floyd and artist Clayton Sayre, Monsterfest is a day of vendors, panel discussions, special guests, a costume contest, trick-or-treating for all kids in costume, and a horror movie marathon. In addition, this festival is 100% free and open to the public. For more information, visit www.monsterfestva.com. We have news from author Chris Kullstrom. A monstrous research adventure has begun. Chris Kullstrom is currently conducting a global research project for her next book, Drawn to the Dark, Enhancing Community Health Through Dark-Themed Tourism. The project involves researching dark-themed events from around the world for the next 2 years, focusing on how the events are helping the people of their communities. Chris is looking at zombie runs, cemetery tours, haunted attractions, ghost tours, and other forms of madness. She's specifically looking at how the events get people physically active, contributing to charities, meeting their neighbors, supporting local businesses, raising environmental awareness, and other forms of insanity that's helping to change lives. Chris is also making a Haunter Education video blog on YouTube for the duration of the project. Links can be found on her website, monstersandbooks.com. Chris is also trying to raise funds for these 2 years of research through Kickstarter. Her project went live on Friday the 13th in September and will conclude on Halloween night. Please check it out and join the haunting global family of haunters today. All of the information can be found on the website, www.monstersandbooks.com. We have some international news from The Morgue Live in Birmingham, UK. Birmingham's first and only terror attraction is coming this October, and they are looking for volunteers to be a part of the experience. If you would like to volunteer, please contact them either through themorguelive.co.uk or their Facebook page, facebook.com/themorguelive. We have this news from the Shock Walk Haunted Trail in McClure, Pennsylvania. Come out to Shock Walk this October to help support a good cause. For every ticket purchased, we will donate a portion of the proceeds to help one of our very own crew members who is involved in a horrible tragedy and unfortunately is unable to walk. Some may know him as Vince DeFinis. Others may know him as Shock Walk's Big Bad Wolf. If you've been to Shock Walk, you may have encountered this character. We had the pleasure of visiting him during his stay at the hospital, and he was in the best of spirits and determined not to let this get him down. Shock Walk will contribute a portion from every ticket purchased to help offset some of his medical bills. For more information, visit facebook.com/shockwalkhaunt. We have a bit of hiring news from the Castle of Chaos in Taylorsville, Utah. Want to get paid to hang out at a haunted house? We are looking to hire someone to operate our World War II searchlight at the Taylorsville location during the nights we're open, from sunset to close. This is a part-time position with variable hours. Applicants must be available Wednesday through Sundays in October from roughly 6 to midnight. Compensation is $7.25 an hour plus incentives, between 5 to 25 hours working a week. To apply, send an email to james@castleofchaos.com. Include your age, any relevant experience, and any other pertinent info. Happy haunting! For more information, visit their Facebook page at facebook.com/chaosutah. We have a little news from the Frightmare Haunted House at Haunted Trails Family Entertainment Park in Burbank, Illinois. Join us for our first ever kitty matinee on Saturday, October 26th from 3 to 5 p.m. We are providing an opportunity for younger children to tour a Frightmare Haunted House and enjoy all the thrills with the lights on. Free candy and Halloween fun for all. Recommended for all ages. Kitty matinee admission is only $3 a person. For more information, visit facebook.com/frightmarehaunt or www.frightmare.org. We have some more hiring news from the Headless Horseman Hayrides and Haunted Houses in Ulster Park, New York. Applications for this season are still available on our website, HeadlessHorseman.com. If you are interested in working for the number one outdoor haunted attraction in New York, please go to the website and download an application, then call us at 845-339-2666, extension 103, to schedule an interview. We have some convention news from the 3rd Annual Crystal Coast Con in Cape Carteret, North Carolina. Get excited! The 3rd Annual Crystal Coast Con is starting to be planned for October 19th, 2013. This thrilling event will once again be hosted by Mac Daddy's Family Entertainment Center in Cape Carteret, North Carolina. The sci-fi, fantasy, and gaming experience will be a one-day event held on October 19th with door prizes, fanboy flair, costume contest, very special sci-fi vendors and giveaways galore. Will provide a good time for all. From celebrity guests to great sci-fi food and drinks to special secret sideshows, the Crystal Coast Con is getting better every year, so the 3rd annual con should blow you out of your socks. You are not going to want to miss this. Celebrity guests include Marina Sirtis, Adrian Paul, Robert Harris and William Jones from Cabin Fever, Michael Kosky and Daniel Nguyen from The Walking Dead, Rick Mora from Twilight, and many more. More information can be found at CrystalCoastCon.com. We have this news from Scream Acres at the Fritzler Corn Maze in La Salle, Colorado. We need your help. Not for us, but for our friends, neighbors, and Colorado residents that suffered losses during the recent floods. My wife Pam and I want you to help us get the word out that the Fritzler Corn Maze will be accepting donations for the flood victims. We know Coloradans are generous people and are looking for ways to help. We're only 2 miles from some very devastating flood damage and would like to make an impact in our community. The flood makes this year's maze design even more compelling. An American Eagle whose heart is as broke as the people of its nation. Fritzler Corn Maze in La Salle, Colorado opens Saturday, September 21st and will be accepting donations and non-perishable foods through the season. Monetary donations will go to the flood relief efforts in Greeley and surrounding communities via Journey Christian Church Flood Relief Fund. Non-perishable food items will go to the local food bank. Donations will be accepted during the maze hours, which can be found at www.fritzlermaze.com. We have some contest news from findahaunt.com. Enter the findahaunt.com free ticket contest every week to win. They will draw 2 winners each Wednesday in October, and each winner will receive a pair of VIP passes to the haunted attraction of their choice. You can submit an entry for as many haunted houses, haunted hayrides, and haunted trails as you like, but you can only enter once per haunt each week. To enter, visit findahaunt.com. The contest is going on now. Good luck. We have this special offer from Twice the Terror, Chicagoland's ultimate haunt pass. The Twice the Terror haunt pass gets you VIP tickets to 2 of Chicagoland's scariest haunted attractions for one low price. $45 gets you VIP tickets to Fear City Chicago, Statesville Haunted Prison, and City of the Dead. That's a savings of $35. For full details and to buy tickets, visit twicetheterror.com. We have some music news from the Italian horror band Goblin. Italian horror prog masters Goblin announced plans to swing through Montreal and Toronto on their first ever North American tour, which begins this fall, beginning October 1st in Atlanta. The band will also be selling a limited edition tour-only release being put out by Death Waltz Recording Company. This show is part of the West Coast leg of the band's upcoming tour. After the Vancouver gig, they will head down the U.S. coast en route to Austin, Texas, where they are scheduled to perform their score for Suspiria. The rest of the tour will feature a different set list than the Austin shows. According to a press release, the Italian Soundtrack Kings will perform all of their classic cuts, including scores from Deep Red, Suspiria, Tenebrae, Dawn of the Dead, Phenomena, Sleepless, and other songs that are milestones among prog rock followers. Other famous scores never performed live anywhere will be included on this tour. Find more information on Goblin's North American tour at www.newgoblin.com. We have this special news from the Haunt at Heritage Hill in Lake Forest, California. It's the perfect day to announce that our special guest for Haunt at Heritage Hill for Friday, October 18th, is Bela Lugosi Jr. Mr. Lugosi is the son of the legendary star of motion pictures, Bela Lugosi. He will be at our event signing autographs, answering questions, as we screen the classic Universal Studios film, Dracula. Please join us for this historic event. For more information, visit their Facebook page at facebook.com/LFHaunt. We have some news from the Cult of the Great Pumpkin. The Cult of the Great Pumpkin, in association with Sinister Visions, Inc., is pleased to present the Faces of the Great Pumpkin Art Contest for 2013. The concept is simple. Draw, paint, sculpt, or otherwise create a portion of the Great Pumpkin. That is, your vision of the Great Pumpkin, since nobody's ever seen him, and lived to tell about it anyway. His appearance is completely open to interpretation, and that's what we want you to see. Let your imagination run wild, commit your ideas to paper, screen, sculpt, or pumpkin pulp, and send it in. The rules are simple. One submission per artist. The piece submitted must be an original work of art, not derived or plagiarized. Any submission shown to be stolen or borrowed from another's work will be disqualified. The piece must be a portrait of the Great Pumpkin, however you interpret that concept. And the piece does not have to be exclusive to this contest. To submit your artwork, send an image, file, or link to the image online to info@pumpkincult.com, along with your name, website, email address, the artwork title, the artwork media, and the year the artwork was created. All entries must be received by midnight on October 20th, 2013. For more information on the Cult of the Great Pumpkin, visit pumpkincult.com. We have this news regarding the Chattanooga Zombie Walk. Red Towers Entertainment LLC is proud to announce the Chattanooga Zombie Walk of 2013. We invite everyone to visit downtown Chattanooga, Tennessee on October 5th to join in our community-enriching nonprofit event in the fun and obscure Apocalyptic Trek of the Undead. This is a family-oriented event with plenty of after-walk amenities and sponsors. Bring your friends and family for a second life. Help feed the humans with a donation of canned goods and registration to benefit the Chattanooga Area Food Bank. We look forward to seeing you all there. Be sure to like our Facebook page and check out the after party. For more information, visit www.redtowersentertainment.com or the Chattanooga Zombie Walk's Facebook page. And finally, some very interesting news from Shocktoberfest just outside Reading, Pennsylvania. Think you're brave? Experience the unknown haunted house with zero protection. We dare you to take the Naked and Scared challenge only at Shocktoberfest. Inspired by the hit show Naked and Afraid on the Discovery Channel, Shocktoberfest has created the Naked and Scared challenge to test your fears and phobias on a whole new level. For the first time ever, you can now experience the unknown haunted house totally naked. See if you have gymnophobia, the fear of being nude. Naked and Scared tickets are limited, and online ticket purchases are recommended. The Naked and Scared Challenge allows participants to go through unknown haunted house, nude or prude, either totally nude or with underwear. It takes place at the end of the night after all customers have gone through the attraction. Participants must be 18 years of age or older and must sign a waiver. Participants undress in a semi-private pre-show building, experience the unknown haunted house, and then exit into a semi-private fenced courtyard where they get dressed. Participants are never in view of minors or non-participating customers. Naked and Scared Challenge is not offered on Sundays. Shocktoberfest has created this experience so their customers can explore a new level of fear. This is about fear and pushing oneself out of their comfort zone. This is not about sex. No sexual misconduct, inappropriate, or disrespectful behavior will be tolerated. Please note, there is an additional cleaning charge if we scare the bleep out of you. For more information, visit shocktoberfest.com. Tonight's interview is with Grant Wilson, former star of Sci-Fi's Ghost Hunters, and was recorded at Scarefest in Lexington, Kentucky on September 14th, 2013. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger out here live at Scarefest, Lexington, Kentucky, talking to all the big stars. And they don't get much bigger than this. Arguably one of the two largest or most famous of many ghost hunters in the world. I have Grant Wilson here, formerly of Sci-Fi's Ghost Hunters, along with Jason. But you've got some other stuff going on here, too. We'll get into that in a second. But this is your first Scarefest, Grant. Glad to have you here.
I'm glad to be here. Apparently, they've been trying to get me here for years, and I didn't know it. So
you're probably too busy investigating old prisons and warehouses and houses and things.
You know? Keep trying to throw me in prisons and insane institutions. I don't know what that means.
So anyway, you left the show.
Yeah. And I don't have cancer. I'm not going through a divorce or anything like that. I just, after 8 years of being home for maybe 6 to 8 days a month, it's time to be home with my wife and kids.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, the old spend more time with the family is absolutely valid in a case like that. When you're traveling all over what you're doing and doing what you're doing, nobody's going to fault you for that, except maybe the throngs of fans that are like, we missed you.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Jason's just not the same thing. but I mean, it's still doing very well, and the people are doing well, and the investigations are still going, and life goes on.
And I still investigate off the show. So.
Oh, okay, so you haven't dropped from that completely.
Yeah, everyone thinks I act treatment like I died. No, I'm good.
Well, the rumor mill is just churning why you
aliens. Left. Jay and I, of course, don't get along at all. Apparently, I have cancer and whatever. No,
but you look rather well. For
thank you.
How's Scarefest treating you?
Fantastic. Fine people. I mean, this is great. I wish I had come earlier. You know, sooner.
I got to ask you one quick question before we move on to the new stuff. What was your coolest, most shocking moment on the show? As far as things that you discovered, saw,
it was when I left. I didn't see it coming. No, just kidding. No. Probably the one that I remember all the time is when I was in Fort Mifflin in Philadelphia, and I was down in this little room about the size of a bathroom stall, and had a little window. And I have a thing. I don't want to look out a window and see somebody looking back at me, much less in a confined space underground. I shined my flashlight, and through that window was a face staring me directly in the eyes.
Ouch.
Made me drop my flashlight. But I got my flashlight and went in after it. And I thought I was cool, but I apparently said that I almost crapped my pants. And that's what the kids remember. That's what my kids remember. They don't remember Dad being brave and going in the hole.
Oh, Daddy almost had an accident.
Yeah, Daddy pooped his pants. Well, it happens, I guess.
So you left the show, but now you've got this really great kind of second career going on. What was this all about? It's kind of gaming related, if nothing else, and I've that at least from some of the stuff you've got here.
Well, before Ghosts ever entered my life, I was drawing ever since I could hold a pencil. I've been writing music and playing board games and writing books and all this stuff. And then, you know, the show was such a success and did exactly what we wanted to, raised awareness. And now it's time for me to get back to this stuff that's been there all along and waiting in the background. That's art, drawing. I have a board game company now. I started with my best friend, Mike Ritchie. I've known since I was 5. He's a great game designer. I do all the artwork, and I'm having a great time with it. And I'm writing piano music, scoring some independent films.
Interesting.
Yeah, and writing some books. Mike and I are writing a series of steampunk novels that will hopefully be out next year, and a series of high fantasy novels that I've been working on since I was 12. Made up 5 languages and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
One quick question. Since your show went on the air 8, 9, 10 years ago, however long it was, there seems to be this influx of ghost hunting, paranormal, traveling. You're here in this country, this person's doing that, this person's that. You think that's good for the paranormal industry, or is that more of a, well, anybody can do it type thing, since all these people are
here? I think it's good, because I've always been of the belief that that we all have to do it differently. If we're all investigating the same way, we're not going to learn as much. It's like we're all walking down one road. If we all walk down different roads, we're going to learn our way around a little bit, as long as we share that information. And that's what people are doing. You know, ghost adventurers, they're having a good time. They're not hurting anybody.
Right.
But we're doing it all in the public eye, so we're inevitably sharing what we're learning and how we're doing it.
And it raises the awareness.
Exactly. So. My only concern is that all these groups that pop up now, which I'm happy, I'm so glad to see, but I'm afraid that they're learning how to do it just by watching a show. And there's so much more to know than what you see on any show. Even if you watch them all, you're not going to see how to legally protect yourself.
Sure.
How to diagnose, you know, if a place is negative style haunting, or if someone is psychotic, or the various psychological conditions that they may have, and how to not foster those. So there's a lot going on that people need to know.
For anybody interested in your new line of the books that are coming out, maybe future appearances at conventions or other places, the artwork that you're doing, the music that you're doing, how can they get a hold of you?
The best place is to go to Grant S. Wilson. It's my middle initial, Stephen. GrantSWilson.com, and it's all there. And my music's there, my art, the games. You can get to it from there.
That's do you have social media, the Facebook, the Twitter,
I got
all that?
Facebook.com. The Grant Wilson is my Facebook name, and then on Twitter it's I don't even know what it is.
I'm verified. It's on Grants Wilson if nothing else.com.
Yeah, Twitter, I got the blue check mark, so I'm verified.
So you're verified. Yeah. Well, Grant, it's been a pleasure to speak to you here at ScareFest. Good luck with all the future endeavors. We look forward to the novels coming out, listening to some of the new music going on, and checking out your artwork. Once again, Grant Wilson, thank you very much for speaking to the Big Scary Show here at ScareFest. My name is Drew Badger, along with the Unknown Scare Actor.
You heard me earlier.
Fine. And we are out. We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. The Big Scary News would like to thank Grant Wilson for coming on the show. We'd also like to thank Froggy's Fog for being our sponsor. Go to froggiesfog.com to get all your fog needs. Remember to tune in to the Big Scary Show next week when we'll have all the latest news, interviews, music, great segments like Haunt Minute and Face Your Fears, and, of course, the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Thank you again for listening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Drew Badger for the Big Scary News, and I am out.